sign of an improving economy. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A government report released today shows consumer prices jumped 8.5% last month when compared to a year earlier, down from a 9.1% year-over-year jump in June.
All food is up 10.9% over the past 12 months. Eggs increased 38%. Cereal baking products up 15%. Fresh biscuits, rolls, muffins up 13.9%. Meat, poultry, eggs, and fish up 9.3%. Milk is up 15.6%. We know all types of gas up 44% year over year. So even Goldman Sachs is saying that this report was unlikely to offer compelling evidence that inflation has peaked.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. Former President Trump was at a New York Attorney General Letitia James office today, facing questions under oath in a civil investigation into his real estate dealings. Trump, in a statement, saying he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights and declined to answer any questions. That investigation alleges Trump's company misstated values of several properties in an effort to mislead lenders and tax authorities. Republicans continue their criticism of Monday's execution of a court-approved search warrant at the Florida home of former President Trump.
This was, as sources tell us, about a National Archives issue to collect records and materials the president took to Mar-a-Lago with him after he left office. His lawyers say it was not only unprecedented and uncalled for, but it was unwarranted. Trump was in New York City while the FBI scoured his Florida home, agents seizing some 12 boxes of materials, including notes from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, a letter from Barack Obama, a cocktail napkin, and a birthday dinner menu.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. No word yet from the Justice Department about why that warrant was issued. President Biden today signing into law a bill expanding veteran health benefits designed to help vets exposed to toxic smoke in Iraq and Afghanistan. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Democrats take another step towards passing a health, climate, and tax bill without Republican support.
As President Biden was signing a bipartisan semiconductor bill, top Democrats were looking ahead to another bill signing, likely days away.
It's the most significant bill fighting climate change we have ever passed.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praising Senate passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, a budget reconciliation measure investing billions in the climate and energy programs, allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices and setting a minimum tax on big corporations. The House Rules Committee is expected to advance the legislation today. The full House will break from its August recess for a final debate and vote on Friday. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ukraine's Air Force says that nine Russian warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea amid speculation they were the result of a Ukrainian attack. Russia denies any aircraft were damaged in yesterday's blast or that any attack took place. 81 migrant children are detained by Customs and Border Patrol in Arizona.
Border Patrol agents in Arizona were stunned when they detained 88 migrants and all but seven of them were children. They say 71 of the children were unaccompanied. The Border Patrol says most were from Guatemala and that they are increasingly seeing smugglers bringing large groups of children across the southwestern border. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Chipotle is offering $1 million worth of free burritos to teachers nationwide. It's part of the company's efforts to reward educators before the start of the school year. Chipotle announcing it will provide the burritos at 2,000 schools starting next week. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.